Okay, after the half 10 break, we're going to be speaking to Kevin McHugh about his pledge campaign for his band Cadaver Club. And that's coming to an end in the next couple of days. So he's going to implore you to pledge some money to pre-order a copy of their album. And we'll be playing a couple of tracks and we'll be talking about the reasons that the band were put together and things like that. That's the third single from Cadaver Club. And if you want to download a free copy of that single, you can go to pledgemusic.com/projects/Cadaver Club. And Cadaver is spelled C-A-D-A-V-E-R Club. I outlined that because I don't think I've really heard that word until that band was put together, and I still have problems saying it correctly. I actually had to try. I wanted to double check. I've been talking about the band for a couple of months, but I keep on having to, you know when you're unsure of a word, keep on making sure that I'm saying it correctly. Okay, yeah, That's their third single, which is they have been together more or less only a year for, I think it was just over a year, but recording stuff for maybe like 10 or 11 months, and to get three singles out in such a short space of time, but now to have an album finished is really, really impressive to work that fast. I got a chance to catch up with Mr. Crow. All the band members have aliases. I initially didn't know if Kevin McHugh, who I said is the lead singer of Setting Off Sirens, also if he wanted to speak as his character Mr. Crow. But the band consists of Dirge and Draggle, who are the Philp brothers, and also Boom Chick Chick. But I'll give you their proper names. Well, not their proper names. They are as much their proper names, I guess, as their real names. But I'll say that after, inform you of what the real names are after the interview. Okay, so I suppose, yeah, I'll get to for the next half hour or so, we're going to be playing a couple of tracks and talking to Kevin. And I started off the interview by asking Kevin, was the band initially put together to kind of play or to for him to kind of get to material that wasn't suitable for Setting Off Sirens?
Yeah, that's sort of it, all right. To be honest, it started... myself and Matt from Filthy Angels, we've been good friends for years, and we've talked about doing something together for ages, but I was adamant that it had to be something completely different from Setting Off Sirens, because if I wrote a song that was sort of in that style, well, it's a siren song, you know, nobody else gets that. So it was just, it was always put on the long finger, yeah, we'll do something, you know, but it has to be completely different. So I'm an artist by trade, and I was painting a portrait of Gerry Only from The Misfits, one of my heroes, and these lyrics started sort of coming into my head, and I thought, there's something. So ended up writing a horror punk song, so rang Matt that evening and said, do you want to be in a horror punk band? And that was how it started. So we got Joe and Phil involved then, and by the time we had our first practice, I think we had two songs written for that, and we had another song written by the end of that day, and we just went from there off, you know, and just said, yep, this is good crack, we'll do this.
Over the last year, it's really evident that you're after putting a lot of work into how you look and putting a lot of work into your online presence and stuff with the website, and now the pledge campaign, which we'll get to in a second, but there won't be any problem with the bands coexisting, they won't interfere with each other?
No, not at all. It's to be honest, everyone in Sirens has been in a couple of bands, you know, at any given time, and Sirens was always the main, you know, it was kind of like first priority, and then we do things just as branches off that, and it's never been a problem. Everyone's happy for everyone to go off and indulge their whims, you know. Well, so yeah, no worries that way.
And so getting back to the look, is it kind of a case of, right, we're writing horror punk material, we're not going to do this thing by halves, we're going to go for it like hell and leather?
Yes, exactly. I'm not interested in doing anything by halves, to be honest, and I think we all feel that way, especially Matty. You know, when we do something, it's to the absolute limit, you know, to the best of our ability, and just see how far we can get away with it.
And is there somebody, is it kind of all the band members have, you know, some input into the look and the style of the band, or is somebody taking charge? I mean, you are an artist, so is it a case of you being the designer of the band?
No, not at all. That's why this is working so well. It's the fact that all four of us are flat out at it. And that includes everything from the look of the band to the design of the album sleeves, T-shirts, the music, the lyrics, everything, you know, absolutely everything is by the four of us. And I think that's why it's come in such great speed.
Time the morning comes around, you leave without me.
Songs before our first practice, and we've just written constantly since then. I'd say we had about three quarters of an album's worth by the time we played our first gig, which was on Halloween last year in Enniskillen. It's sort of the annual Monster Mash that we put on. So that was, we thought, well, that'd be appropriate for our first gig. So we tried to get as many of the songs sort of polished off, you know, the bits and pieces of the songs that we had. We got as many of them finished as we could, played our gig, and the reason then we released, actually, we've actually released three singles at the minute. The first one was Vampires In, and we put it out to coincide with whatever the latest Twilight film was coming out. I think it was the third one, because we just thought, we can't let this go out and unchallenged. So we really rushed to get that recorded. I mean, the song was there, but Matty lives in England, so it was getting him over, got him over, recorded over like on a Friday night or something, made the video on the Saturday. It was a pair of clips put together for that one, and released it on the night of the Twilight film. I think it was released at midnight or something like that, so we did the same. And with Lunatic in Love, then the second single, we released it on Valentine's Day, you know, to coincide with that. So we try to pick appropriate days to release the singles. The latest one, Dead Air, we released it on Friday the 13th, you know, so...
So what's the release date for the album, so?
Halloween.
Okay.
Well, it'll be just before Halloween. The pledgers will get the digital copies on the last day of the pledge, which is the last day of the month of September.
Okay.
So, but then we have all the hard copies and the other sort of goodies that come with the pledge, you know, the book, the t-shirt, the scrolls, the paintings and all, they'll all be out.
You've opted for the, even though the album is coming out on Pirate Hard Records, you've opted for the pledge music route. And what was that a decision that came easy because of, like, you know, just the freedom that that gives you, and what, did you ever entertain the idea of kind of looking for somebody like a record label to put, stump up some money and to pay for the recording or anything like that, or was this, it had to be independent, like much like I suppose but to a certain degree how Setting Off Sirens, I know FOID distributed it, but you know, you more or less self-financed it, so was it just a case of keeping those DIY ethics, or was it a case of, what were the motivations for you choosing Pledge Music?
Yeah, you mentioned DIY ethics, I suppose, and yeah, it's always been that way with us. We wouldn't even entertain the thought of letting anyone else sort of take any amount of control over, you know, anything we do, basically. I don't know whether we're control freaks or not, but we just, you know, we like things to, we like the final result to be exactly as the way we want it, and not be that way because somebody else has sort of pushed us a certain direction or whatever. So, to be honest, trying to get a record company or anything to finance it wouldn't even enter our heads, you know. As you say, the Setting Off Sirens album was released or distributed through FOID Music, and that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Love that. But with Cadaver Club, Matty and Phil had already did a pledge campaign with their previous album, Filthy Angels. Their album, Like a Filthy Angel, was released through Pledge Music, and so Matty got a bit of experience with that. And so it was more sort of his idea that he fancied doing another one, because it was a real learning curve, you know, for him the first time. And He just picked up so much and just thought, he'd do so many things in a different way. So we decided just to go down that route. It's just working so well for us, because it just allows us complete control over everything. And especially with this, really, because there's so much artwork involved, and it's given me sort of a new audience, you know, for my artwork, because I've done so many serious paintings over the years that I get commissioned, you know, so you have to do all these portraits or sceneries or murals or whatever they are. But with this sort of illustrative and sort of horror and gothic-y type paintings, that's what I love doing. That's what the route I want to go down that way. So it's working so well for me just as an artist, never mind as a musician. So, Pledge Music has been brilliant for us.
I think you can see that there's obviously some experience there, because rather than just putting the Pledge campaign together and hoping for the best, you've been actively engaged with it since the off, in that you're posting videos, you know, regular updates and things like that. And the gifts that you offer for a Pledge are enticing. And I suppose that's why it has been successful, because you got your 100% within the first week.
Yeah, that was a shocker. Yeah, it was sort of, when that happened, we sort of didn't know what to think, you know, thought, well, where is this going to go? But that was sort of a relief, because you don't, unless you reach 100% in Pledge, you don't get anything. Everyone who pledges will get their money back if you don't reach the 100%, and basically, you know, you're out all the expense yourself, in the hope that you'll sell the albums after, you know. But I look at Pledge as basically a pre-ordering platform. You know, people pre-order the album, or they pre-order any of the other stuff that goes with it. And it just means that, you know, we're still out the money and everything and time and effort to make them. But you can breathe a sigh of relief, because you know people's going to buy them. You know, a certain amount of people's going to buy them, at least cover your expenses.
So,
and anything after that then is a bonus.
Cool. Well, that's what. So I suppose that bonus, that would be my next question, that offers you the freedom to do other things. And have you probably budgeted in such a way that you were covering costs and without trying to make kind of any like excess money. But now that you have gone over the amount you set, what are your plans to kind of like, what if somebody's listening to this now? Obviously, we're encouraging them to pledge, because the album's going to be fantastic. We know by the songs that we've heard, and we know by your own track record. What is the money going to be put to use to?
Every penny will be put towards both the making of the albums, t-shirts, books, and everything else that goes with it. But we'll be ordering more than the amount that's ordered. So then we'll have excess albums then and everything else. And if there's any few pound left after that, we'll put that towards travelling expenses on the tour.
Okay, and that's...
You know, but we'll, at least we'll have all the merchandise then to sell on the tour as well.
Okay, and that's it. Just for for listeners, you're going to be in Dublin in October, but you're planning a pretty extensive tour. You're going to the UK as well, which I suppose is facilitated by Matty being there, is it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, Matty has... it's him that runs Pirate Heart Records, and he has his own sort of... he has his own solo career playing his acoustic rock and roll, but he's also got then his Filthy Angels. And so he has spent a lot of time building up his profile over there and just playing all over, you know. I think he's got his first gig in France actually coming up later in the year, a solo gig. But that has helped so much because one of the things he does is, you know, is book tours, and that's one of the sort of the Pirate Heart Records things that he offers. And so he did all that, the whole England and Scotland end of it. He sorted that out and juggled, you know, fit all the jigsaw together. You know, it must have been a nightmare for him, but he got it sorted and basically got a week-long tour, you know. The only night off, I think, is on the Tuesday night, but that's in Edinburgh, so we get to prowl around Edinburgh for a day, so no bad thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Just one or two final things before we finish up, okay?
We talked about
the pledge campaign and the fact that, just to reiterate, I think you mentioned it, but for the benefit of listeners, the people who, no matter what you donate, well, there is a minimum, you're going to get a free download of the album. But
yeah,
if you want to talk us through some of the rewards, just for the benefit of people listening tonight.
Yeah. Well, there's, as you said, the bare minimum is you will always get a digital download of the album, so that's the, you can pledge for that and nothing else, or you can get the physical copy of the album, which I have to say is pretty brilliant. we just got them delivered there the other day, Monday I think it was, and they look great, so happy with it, over the moon. We also have a book, an illustrated lyric book. So that's it's basically all lyrics to the 13 songs, fully illustrated by myself, and we have another couple of songs and poems and different things in there as well, just you know, different sort of horror type things. We have lyric scrolls, which we'll be making up. Basically a handwritten lyric scroll, you know, aged and sort of sealed. I'll be doing original paintings. There's, I think there's six of them ordered at the minute, and they'll be sort of inspired by different songs as well. You know, I'll do a painting like for maybe Vampires in What They Used To Be, or I'll do one for Lunatic in Love or something like that. You know, I've yet to figure all them out. I suppose the strangest thing we're offering is a funeral tea party. So that's basically where we show up at your house and have an Irish wake for you. So it'll be, you know, if you've ever wondered what people will say about you when you're dead, wonder no more. We get them to say it while you're still alive and listening. Basically get all your friends over to talk about you. We'll play a gig in your house, and we'll bring the soup and sandwiches.
Okay. Has anybody jumped on that one?
No, and it's almost a relief.
Well, I suppose there's still a couple of days. When this goes out, there'll be you know, I think there's about like 7 or 8 days left after this goes out on Sunday night. So you never know. It's probably one of the ones people are being indecisive up to, towards the end. We're all familiar with setting off sirens and the kind of impact like setting off sirens have like live. What can we expect for Calibre Club? Is it the same kind of energetic performance? What can we expect to see when you play here in Sweeney's in a couple of weeks?
Performance wise, it'll be still energetic and just as over the top. But music wise, it's fairly different. I would say music wise, it's more happy, hand clappy, toe tapping sort of things. Lots of whoa whoas and big choruses. Whereas setting off sirens is nastier. And don't get me wrong, I love the nasty edge too. I call setting off sirens ugly music, and I love ugly music. But it's nice to get a few happy tunes in there as well. You know, a bit death.
Great Wild Hearts-esque harmonies there on that track. That was My First Hate, and that was Mr. Crow, Kevin McHugh, who is the lead singer. And I don't know why I said at the start of that interview that I was going to reveal their aliases. Obviously this whole dual alias thing is very confusing for me, but as you have heard Kevin outline there, Matty James, the guy behind Pirate Heart Records, is one of the other members. But there's, the guys have a series of videos on their website, which is the cadaverclub.com. I heard myself mispronounce it there on the interview. And you can also see all the videos, of course, on, as they are updated on the Pledge Music site, which we really want you to direct you towards, because we want you to pledge. After getting a couple of texts in regarding the music that was played, and people are being generally positive about it, so obviously get over to pledgemusic.com now /projects Cadaver Club. So that's pledgemusic.com /projects/ Cadaver Club, and pledge. And for the I think the lowest is £5 or thereabouts, and you get for the initial pledge you get a digital copy. But every time you're willing to pledge a little more, you get better rewards. Okay, so just to run through the band again, and I'll stick with the club's character names. It's Dirge and Draggle, the Phil Brothers, and also Boom Chick Chick, and of course Mr. Crow, who we spoke to there. And that pledge campaign is coming to an end, and the name of the album is A Fade Worse Than Life. And we played three songs off it. We might try to see if we can squeeze the fourth song that we have in before the end of the show, but just in case you didn't pick up on it, but I'm sure you did, that they this song that was played through the interview was Lunatic in Love, and Mr. Crow, aka Kevin McHugh, was talking about that track through the interview. And just another, I'm aware of the fact that you probably don't have a pen to hand. You're not going to be taking all these down, and we will be posting them from our Facebook page. But if you go to pirateheartrecords.com, you can also see the other material by Matty James and Filthy Angels and things like that. It's mostly just for what I can gather is material that Matty is involved in himself. But Cadaver Club's album is going to be released on Pirate Heart Records, and it's an impressive. It has to be said, all the Setting Off Sirens and Matty James stuff and Pirate Heart Records and Cadaver Club, they all have an impressive online presence, which I think is, you know, obviously really important. We'll be back after the break, and maybe something from the Clash Sound System album, but also, as requested from somebody, I'm going to play something from the new In Utero box set as well. Thanks, Kevin, for joining us. We're going to be here for another 25 minutes until 11:30.